In South Africa, former President Jacob Zuma made a court appearance today. He's facing 16 charges of fraud, racketeering, and money laundering, all relating to an arms deal with a French company in the late 1990s when Zuma was deputy president. He later served as president of South Africa from 2009 until 2018 when he was forced to resign. Zuma was pressured to step down by his own party, the ruling African National Congress, amid persistent allegations of corruption. South African cartoonist Zapiro couldn't be happier that Zuma is back in court. Zapiro has chronicled Zuma's troubled political journey for the past 20 years. Our satire watcher, Carol Hills, has followed Zapiro's cartoon campaign against Zuma for a while now. Carol, is Zapiro just the kind of political cartoonist who takes his poison pen on every politician he sees?
No, not at all. This is very personal for Zapiro. He got his start as a cartoonist in the 1980s as a very active anti-apartheid activist himself. He was detained briefly. He was forced to join the military, refused to carry a gun. So he was really invested in the new South Africa when it finally came. So initially, he was delighted. He was so excited Nelson Mandela was president. But Zapiro wouldn't hesitate to criticize him if he felt like he had to. And Mandela was very respectful of him. When Thabo Mbeki followed Mandela, Zapiro had a tougher time with that, particularly his stand on AIDS. But when Zuma came, he was just devastated. And he had been critical of Zuma way before Zuma became president, but he was just not going to hold back. So there was a lot of personal sense of, is this what I fought for? Is this what everyone fought for? So I talked to Zapiro this morning, you know, the day that Zuma returned to court, and I asked him if he ever felt nervous when he would cartoon Zuma, who eventually was the president of South Africa. You know, he would cartoon him in really tough, graphic ways, whether he ever felt concerned about it.
I've never felt sort of intimidated or scared or anything like that. I mean, look, my first cartoon kind of nailing him for corruption was in 2002. I was so angry at the ANC, this organization that I believed was a powerful, good, principled revolutionary organization, and which turned out to be, I mean, at the moment, it's a shell of its former self. It's corrupt, and there are a few good people there whom one struggles to support. But I was so angry with them that I didn't feel intimidated or whatever. I just felt like I want to nail this guy. And other people should also be nailing him.
At a certain point, you famously installed a showerhead over Zuma in your cartoons of him. Why?
There were charges that people were trying to land on him. In 2003, Zuma was not charged. So the corruption charges were swirling around his head. But in the middle of that, there's this extraneous thing that suddenly lands, a rape trial in 2006. Now, Zuma is a notorious womanizer. He's charged with raping somebody who he knows is HIV positive and happens to be less than half of his age and the daughter of a close friend. But he was, in fact, acquitted. But during the trial, he's asked, you've admitted, you knew she was HIV positive. Now, Zuma had been the head of the National AIDS Program when he was deputy president before this. So he said, weren't you worried about being infected? Did you use protection? No, he didn't. Were you not worried about being infected with HIV? This was at the height of the HIV, the pandemic in South Africa. It was the biggest in the world at the time. And he said, no, he wasn't particularly worried. But then they said, well, what did you do after this supposed consensual sex? I had a shower. Why? To lessen my chance of infection. Okay, the light bulb goes off. Everybody picked up on shower. But I did a cartoon then where I tried to attach the many things that he said trial and during his cross-examination that she was wearing a short skirt. You know, he thought she was kind of asking for it. I mean, he's many things like that. And attached all these things to his body. And the shower is the funniest one. And it said on that first one, for HIV prevention. The next time I did a cartoon, I didn't think the shower fitted. And I did a strong cartoon about him without the shower. And people said, where's the shower?
Is the shower head still over Zuma's head in your contemporary cartoons?
Oh, absolutely. It's very much there. People ask me, don't you miss Zuma? Which I don't. I'm glad he's finally gone. But he isn't gone because the shower head has become part of the sort of national lexicon. It's the when there were protests against Zuma, people came to the union buildings, the seat of government, with mining helmets with showers attached to them. The shower became a part of the protest. Everybody understood it was about Zuma and his crazy attitudes and it's satirizing him, lampooning him, making him look silly.
It's 2019. You've been cartooning since the 1980s. You take your role seriously as, you know, more than a court jester, but someone who's really going to call powerful people onto the carpet. Do you feel like that role of the satirist, do you feel like it's still alive and well in South Africa at this point?
I feel it's hugely alive and well. Even when one feels the cartoons are not always accomplishing what one wants them to accomplish, at least they're getting out. And South Africans really do talk to each other. I've been sued by Zuma before he was president, but right into his presidency. And I've come out of those things well. I've had death threats. I've been beaten up in public. I have faced a lot of consequences. I've also had the most incredible run of freedom of expression in this democracy where some of the electronic media have been very curtailed. But we've had a fantastic run in the print media. And our cartoons, mine and others, are able to really, really set the cat among the pigeons and get people talking and sometimes even have consequences. And I still feel there's a fantastic role here and elsewhere in Africa and all over the world for cartoonists.
South African political cartoonist Zapiro. Currently, he cartoons for South Africa's Daily Maverick. His book about Zuma is called WTF, Capturing Zuma, A Cartoonist's Tale. Zapiro, great to speak with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.